Good evening out there in Radio Land. I am your host, Pastor Tiara Hawthorne, along with Prophet Demetrius Hawthorne, and you're tuned in to God Chasers Ministries radio broadcast, where we're seeking God's face like never before. Keep it locked right here for an anointed, heart-penetrating word from the Lord. Good evening out there in Radio Land. I'm your host, Pastor Tiara Hawthorne. I'm here with Prophet Demetrius Hawthorne, and I am going to open us up, and he's going to bring forth the word as the Lord leads him to. I am going to be in Psalms chapter 25, and I'm going to start in verses 16, and it says, "Turn thee unto me, and have mercy upon me, for I am desolate and afflicted. The troubles of my heart are enlarged. Oh, bring thou me out of my distresses, and look upon mine affliction and my pain, and forgive all my sins. Consider my enemies, for there are many, and they hate me with cruel hatred. Oh, keep my soul and deliver me, and let me not be ashamed before I have put my trust in thee, and let integrity and uprightness preserve me, for I wait on thee. Redeem Israel, O God, out of all his troubles." Blessed be the reading of that word. Now is the time just for us to encourage one another in the faith and to do the will and purpose of Christ while we yet have the opportunity and the privilege, amen, just to seek the face of the Lord while he yet may be found, amen. I'm going to have Prophet come forth with the word.
Amen. We thank Jesus just for being Jesus today. We thank him for life, health, and strength. We thank him for his grace, his mercy, his long-suffering, his patience. We thank him for the blood of Jesus that will never lose its power. We thank him for victory over the enemy and victory over sin. We thank you for that introduction, Pastor. And we just thank Jesus tonight that we're able to eat, drink, and move and have our beings. Without him, nothing is possible. We thank you, Jesus, for that for your resurrection power, for your healing power, for your deliverance power. And I just didn't know what to say today to you as I was going forth to prepare for the word today. And I just was going to let the words just come forth as the Lord desired tonight. And I just thank Jesus that he is the author and the finisher of my faith. I thank him that he is who he say he is. He have never left me nor forsake me, that I can boldly say that he's my helper and he's my keeper. You have to have in your mind that Jesus is always going to be there. Jesus is always going to be there, no matter the circumstances, no matter the situations, no matter what you're going through. I don't care what turmoil the enemy tried to put in your life. Jesus is always going to be there. He will never leave you. That means that no matter the circumstances, no matter what the enemy tries to say to you, no matter what the turmoil, no matter the circumstances, the crisis that you're facing in your life, Jesus is always there. He may seem like he's invisible, but he's still there. He's that voice crying in the wilderness, "Who will hear what I have to say?" This is why John the Baptist came before Jesus, crying in the wilderness, "Who will hear the voice of Christ? Who will say that he is who he say he is?" Jesus said in his word that I will be there for you no matter the circumstances, no matter what you're going through. I am there all the times. There is no time that I'm not there, no matter what the demands come forth in your life. Man says demands. Man says demands. Your job says demands. Circumstances says demands in your life. But Jesus is still there, no matter what the demands are, no matter the circumstances, no matter what you're going through. And I know I keep saying the same thing, but I keep saying the same thing because Jesus wants me to say things, same things. He wants you to say that he's there. He's there. He's there. He's there. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what your mind says. He's still there. It doesn't matter the circumstances that you're facing. He's still there. It doesn't matter. It doesn't seem like he is there. It doesn't seem like that he's there because there's resistance. There's a resistance. There's a resistance there because there's the enemy. And the enemy's job is there to come to kill, steal, and destroy. But Jesus said, "I come that you may have life and have it more abundantly." And no matter what it seems like you're facing, it doesn't matter because Jesus has the final say on everything. He has the final say. That's all you have to do is just speak his word. Give him the opportunity. Give him the chance to come and sup with you. Give him the opportunity. Give him the chance to lead and guide you into all truths. Just acknowledge him. That's all he wants you to do is just acknowledge him. And he'll direct your path. And he'll be there for you. No matter what circumstances, no matter what healing in your body that needs to be healed. I know there's one out there that needs a healing right now. He can heal you. He can deliver you. He can set you free. And it doesn't take a lot of talking, a lot of speaking about this and speaking about that. Because Jesus is simple. And when he does things simply. He's a simple God. And he wants us to simply just come to him as you are. You don't have to be perfect. You don't have to be one that knows a lot of things. Because it's not required that you know a lot of things. And you don't have to turn away from everything. Because if you turn to Jesus, everything will be okay. Everything will be fine. Everything will work out in your favor. And things will start to shed. Sin will start to shed. And things in your life that you think you can't overcome, you'll be able to overcome by the blood of the Lamb. This is the reason why he came. His resurrection power is through the blood. It's through the blood of Jesus that we can eat, that we can drink, that we can then move and have our beings. It's through the blood of Jesus, his resurrection power, that all sins are forgiven. All sins are forgiven. There is no sin that was not forgiven through the blood of Christ. And I'm telling someone out there on Radio Land, or other way that you're hearing us, for a reason. Because the enemy tries to destroy what Christ is doing in our life. He tries to have us think that there is no guarantee. When Christ has given us a guarantee that there is no separation. When Christ has given us the guarantee that he'll never leave us nor forsake us. That we can boldly say that he is helper and he's our keeper. He has given us a guarantee through the Holy Spirit that he will be there. He will be there. No matter what. But the enemy knows his time is not long. And he knows he's already lost. All the demons, they have a place. They have a place to prepare for them in the chains of darkness. And they know this. And so they tried to come to us to try to convince us that we are lost when they are lost. We're found because we have a keeper. And the keeper is the Holy Spirit. And he don't let the enemy convince you any different. Jesus is here. He will always be here. From earth into glory. And he will never leave us nor forsake us. I'm telling you out there, just listen to what I'm saying. No matter what you're going through, no matter what the troubles and tribulations and trials that you're going through, Jesus is here. He is here. So cry out to him. Cry out to him. And he will answer all prayers. And it may not seem like it, because some of you out there, you are on your last leg right now. And some of you out there, you have sicknesses in your body. And these sicknesses are to death. But you know as you pass from earth to glory, that Jesus has not left you. And as you pass to earth to glory, know that Jesus is there. And I have a testimony for you out there. I have a brother that passed from earth to glory. And he didn't know what was going on in his body. He didn't understand. But Jesus was there as he passed from earth into glory. And it doesn't matter that you have a sickness in your body. Jesus is still there. And the enemy has no victory. He has no victory. Because who has victory over death? Who has victory over death? Jesus has victory over death. And oh, death, where is your sting? Where is your victory? When a resurrection power came and Jesus delivered up, delivered death up, yes, he did, through the resurrection power, no matter what you're going through, no matter the situations, no matter the circumstances you're going through, Jesus is a deliverer. Now I'm speaking to the ones out there that have callings on your life, have callings on your life and just don't know, because he has backed you up into a corner.
He has backed you up into the corner, and he has. And he has told you
that you no longer belong to him. You no longer belong to him. You belong to me. That's what he says. That's what he says. But the enemy is tricky the way that he comes. He comes to tell us this in the way that we think that Jesus is supping with us. That Jesus is in the building. Because that's the way he is. He's tried to trick Jesus. And he tried to trick the disciples to think this. But we know that our Christ will never say this in this way. Why will he say this to us if he said that he will never leave us nor forsake us? So we must boldly say to the enemy, flee. Be gone. And it shall be done. But you know what? If the enemy, he flees for a season and he comes back again, know that you must say to the enemy again, flee and let it be done. Because this is the battle that we're in. We're in a war with the enemy. And we must put on all our weapons. All our weapons we must put on. And the enemy's not going to constantly say, okay, I'm going to let you go. I'm going to let you slide. No, this is the battle that must rage on as long as you're on this earth. It will go back and forth, but we must arm ourselves and do the will and purpose of Christ. Under the sound of voice, everyone that's a believer, believe what I'm saying to you. Jesus has never will leave you nor forsake you, that you can boldly say that he is your helper, that he is your keeper. And do the will and purpose of Christ to the most excellent way that you know how to do it. And you must continually to pray and seek for leadership, for guidance in your life. Leadership, Parabosita. Let's talk about leadership. Leadership begins with believing and knowing and not doubting. Leadership believes that no matter what, I'm going to go forth and I'm going to do what Christ has called me to do. It doesn't matter. I must be a leader. No matter what, I must follow Christ no matter what. And the weak must say that they are strong. And to be a leader, it is a sacrifice. It is a sacrifice and it takes a lot. It takes a lot to be a leader. Because so many people want to follow after what the world is doing. And they want to be led about what the world is doing. But stand up and be a leader. Stand up and speak the word of Christ. Speak the word and use the spiritual gifts that Jesus has given you. Use them to heal the sick. Use them to say to the sick, recover and it shall be done. Speak the word to the individuals out there that are crying out for someone that really truly wants to do the will and purpose of Christ. They need help. They need assistance. And we as a body of Christ must be united in the spirit. We may not ever see each other, but in the spirit, we must be united as a body. And there is no one in the body of Christ that is not needed. Everyone is needed. And as a body, you can't say that I don't need my ear. You can't say I don't need my little toe. We are all of the body of Christ. And we are all needed. We all needed to come together and pray like you have never prayed before. Because we are in the evil times, in the last times, when the enemy is trying to take out the saints of God. And he's trying to do it in a way that he's trying to sniper us. Sniper us, yes. And make us just feel like, my goodness, where's the other people? Where's the other people?
Well, saints, our time has come to an end, but we thank you so much for joining in with us as we've been seeking the face of God. Like we pray before, we encourage your prayer requests as well as your praise reports. Visit us on the web at www.godchasersministries.org. Until next time, God bless you.
Jesus is there, the unity in the spirit. But in the natural realm, we'll feel like that is lost. So we must continually seek after Christ and pray in the spirit, even though it feels like there's nothing occurring, there's nothing happening. And it's been times, many times I prayed. And it seems like, where is Christ? Where is he right now? Why can't I feel him right now? But he is still there. Thank you for listening, everyone. And before I go, I know that my time is short. I'm just going to pray a prayer. And I just want you to pray with me out there. And just pray and believe. Believe. That's the thing, is believe what you're praying about. Trust that Christ is there. And just believe what you're praying. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you one more time. We just thank you, Jesus, for life, health, and strength. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your long-suffering, your patience. Jesus, we ask you to just be with us in every aspect of our life. We ask you to intervene on our behalf and be there, Lord Jesus. And let us be determined, Jesus. No more, no more can I say that I live, but you live, Jesus, in us. Jesus, you live in us, and that's to just believe only and trust in you and not lean to our own understanding, but acknowledge you in every aspect of our life that will you direct our path. And as we go forth, Jesus, to do your will and purpose, Jesus, just go forth with us without any doubt. We just ask you to move all doubt from us. Without any doubt, we just continually, Lord, seek after you, believing only and standing on your promises. We just thank you, Jesus, for all things. We thank you, Jesus, that you're the King of glory, that you're the Lord strong and mighty, that you're the Lord mighty in battle. And as we go forth to do your will and purpose, let's go forth with us, Jesus. And we just thank you, Jesus, for all things. And we say all these things in your name. Amen. We thank you, Jesus, for all things. And we thank you for listening. And God bless.